KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear sky, 55 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for isolated showers, a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In state news, a former Iowa Fire Academy administrator has been given 2 years probation for falsifying test scores that were used to improperly certify thousands of firefighters. Former Fire Services Training Bureau Certification Manager John McPhee was also sentenced Wednesday in Story County District Court to a suspended prison sentence of 5 years. He was fined $750 and ordered to serve 100 hours of community service. He pleaded guilty to felony misconduct in office after making a deal with prosecutors. McPhee was arrested in January when the Iowa Department of Public Safety announced that 1,706 firefighters and emergency personnel had been awarded nationally recognized certifications despite failing the written exams. The total found eventually reached 2,445. Authorities say McPhee assigned passing scores to exams without checking or correcting them for years. Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein attended his final meeting of the school board Wednesday night. Amstein, who is retiring at the end of the current school year, was presented with a large plaque made by some students and instructors from the board, and he heard a statement from board member Josh McLaren.
I welcome the opportunity to wish Dr. Amstein the best of luck in his retirement. I recall a conversation this past November on our way home from the school board convention when Dr. Amstein indicated that his two greatest achievements at the Atlantic Community School District were the Linda Mood Bell reading program and something about how the mail is dispersed throughout the district. I would wholeheartedly agree to the first. The Linda Mood Bell program has shown phenomenal results. Dr. Amstein suggesting that one of his greatest accomplishments having to do with the mail in the district shows the type of person that he truly is. There are many other things much more lasting. In my time on the board, we have made some tough decisions, some easy decisions. We have had to tighten up the budget and cut lots of money, but we have made it, and with your leadership, we have laid the groundwork and have many exciting things in our future. I think with the way our finances are now, our high test scores, and the administrative team, faculty, and staff that you have put in place, the Atlantic Community School District is headed in the right direction. I most definitely think that you are leaving behind a solid, well-built ship with many, many good people on board. A ship and people that are set up for success in the unknown waters, directly impacted by your leadership.
Amstein, whose wife and family was in the audience, cracked a joke and got a bit choked up while unwrapping the plaque that he was given.
I've been going to school board meetings for 27 years. It's my last one. I don't know if to say hallelujah or thank God. Maybe both, but it's been a joy to work here. I grew up in Iowa as a young boy, and I told Pam, I said, you know, the best way I could ever finish my career would be to come back to where I grew up.
And he acknowledged former school board members Denny Davis, Phil Haskell, and Glenn Smith, who were on hand for the event.
I appreciate the leadership that you guys have always provided me as former board members. Phil, I appreciate the opportunity that the original board gave me, and Denny, that you guys gave me. So thank you. It's good to see you again.
Mike Amstein announced in April of 2016 that the 2016-17 school year would be his last. He served the district since April 2010. His career in education has spanned 53 years altogether. Replacing him for the upcoming school year is Steve Barber, who currently is superintendent for the George Little Rock Community Schools in George, Iowa. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday night approved a tentative agreement with the district's Education Association, representing certified teachers and staff. Superintendent Amstein said the 27-18 contract calls for an increase in the base wage of $215, which equates to just over 2% for wages on longevity, FICA, and IPERS. The contract is for 2 years, but will be renegotiated in the spring of 2018. The school board also approved the hiring or reassignment of some individuals. Montana Pence hiring for a K through third grade special education teacher. The hiring of Michael Applegate as a 7th grade science teacher, Rachel Larson as kindergarten teacher at Washington Elementary, and Carolyn Hunt, behavioral interventionist. And they approved the resignation of Paul Eichel as the girls' head track coach, boys and girls cross-country coach. Eichel is transitioning to the Link Center, which Superintendent Amstein says doesn't leave him much time for the coaching positions. An enrollment study commissioned by the Atlantic School District in advance of plans for improved academic and athletic facilities shows enrollment will experience some ebbs and flows over the next 5 years. Robert Schwartz with RSP and Associates in Overland, Kansas, spoke about the short-term numbers, projected numbers, and impact on enrollment.
There's really three things that I want you to take from this meeting, and they all kind of tie together. The first is enrollments, and we have you at a slight decrease over the next 5 years by about 50 students. So it's a stable enrollment. We know that there's, with the capacity that we were given for your buildings, there's some challenges at a couple of your buildings, particularly Washington Elementary and the middle school. And then we know there's potential for development. In fact, as I drove to some of the spots where we were thinking there might be some development, and you can see some new foundations that are there. We know about the ethanol plants. We know about the expansion of the territory of Coca-Cola. So we've tried to factor some of those things into what does that mean for people that might select coming to Atlantic.
Factors impacting enrollment, he said, include mortgage interest rates, the rate of foreclosure, recirculation of existing homes, final platted developments, the unemployment rate, fuel prices, and an influx of workers for the ethanol plant, to name a few. A breakdown of the numbers shows a nearly steady enrollment for Washington Elementary at around 427, except for a jump from 2019 through 2022. At Schuller Elementary, the number of students are expected to decline for 2018 through the 2021 school year before rebounding a bit for 2021 through 2022. The Atlantic Middle School is expected to show a steady enrollment for much of the next 5 years, with decline beginning for 2021 and 2022. After experiencing a nearly steady enrollment for the 2016-17 school year and 2017-18, the Atlantic High School, he said, is expected to realize a decline of about 50 students during the 2018-19 school year, followed by a jump of more than a dozen students that leads to a steady increase through 2022. With the exception of the Schuller Elementary School, the district's other buildings will experience an enrollment of students that exceeds the respective capacities of each building. That's especially true for Washington Elementary, where capacity is 396 students, but the enrollment numbers are projected to be from 426 to 442 between 2017 and 2022. The middle school is also expected to be over its capacity of 338 students, with an enrollment in excess of 360 for 2018 through 2021. As for the Atlantic High School, where a student capacity is 441. The district is over capacity for 2017-18, just like with the 2016-17 school year. But then the enrollment numbers slip a bit under the maximum for 2018 and 19 and indicate an increase for the remaining 3 years in the study, but still under capacity. Elsewhere in state news, former Governor Terry Branstad, resigned as Iowa governor yesterday and was sworn in as U.S. ambassador to China. Branstad resigned in his formal office Wednesday morning at the Iowa Capitol. The ceremony was live-streamed on television screens in the nearby Capitol Rotunda, where hundreds of people were awaiting the swearing-in of Kim Reynolds as governor. U.S. Court of Appeals Judge Stephen Colleton swore in Branstad as ambassador after signing a resignation letter. Following the brief ceremony, a round of applause broke out in the rotunda. Branstad served for more than 22 years as governor, making him the nation's longest-serving governor. Kim Reynolds was sworn in yesterday as Iowa's governor, becoming the state's first woman to hold the position after taking over for veteran Governor Terry Branstad. The 57-year-old former rural county clerk took the oath of office Wednesday in a ceremony at the Iowa Capitol, and she succeeds Branstad, who, as we mentioned, was just sworn in yesterday as ambassador to China. Reynolds will hold her position through January 2019, when Branstad's term would have ended. She's expected then to launch a gubernatorial campaign in 2018. Branstad had signed a range of conservative-leaning legislation this year amid new Republican control of the State House. Reynolds is expected to support similar legislation, including tax cuts, although she faces budget constraints that could complicate her effort. In her first speech at the helm of state government, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds highlighted four goals. She told an audience Wednesday at the state capitol she wants to reform the state tax code and encourage innovation in energy production, especially wind power and renewable fuels. She also wants to stress STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math education, in the K-12 schools and expand workforce training for adults. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.